Blog Talk Radio.
I met a butterfly once. It was the prettiest butterfly I ever did see. But unlike most, it was not the wings that made it pretty, though the wings were quite lovely. Its heart was pure gold. The butterfly and I and the lovely butterfly. What made it so unique? For I am merely a caterpillar. Yet he flew down to say hi, the first hi of my day. My, how it made me smile. Though I, a caterpillar, was quite surprised by the lovely butterfly. It said to me, today I fly, but tomorrow you shall soar. I see it, so please hold your smile. Thanking him for the high, I began to cry. Away he flew to conquer the world. I watched and I prayed for truth in what he said. Such a lovely butterfly with a heart of gold. For he never forgot what it was like to crawl as a caterpillar.
Hello, and welcome back to Real Talk Radio, everyone. I have missed you more than you know. Oh, my goodness. So if you're just tuning in for the first time, this is Real Talk Radio. I am your host, Kay Sherrell, America's favorite Southern Belle. And today, oh, my goodness, I'm so excited. First show back on the air, we have author Amber Lee Easton. She's going to talk about her new books and everything that is going on with her. So I will bring her on the show in just a few minutes. But right now, I really just need to sort of catch up and say hi to all of my listeners out there. Hi. I've missed you. I know I left the air. It's been almost 2 years now, I believe, since I left the air, and I haven't left radio completely. I was actually on public radio for a short period of time. I had a show, Artistic Potential, that aired in Southwest Georgia. Public radio was nice. It was different, but I definitely miss Real Talk Radio. There's something about Real Talk that just screams Kay Sherrell, so I am more than thrilled. One of the things, though, that I do want to sort of just chit-chat about, this is something that was discussed on my author page, and if you're not a friend, fan on my author page, please definitely like Kay Sherrell on Facebook. That's facebook.com/Kay Sherrell. We were discussing dating. I had a friend that was complaining the other day that he went on two dates with a young lady and she made him pay for both dates. Now, it's not as though he asked her to pay and she was like, no, I'm not going to pay anything, but I guess he wanted her to pay. I'm a little disturbed by that for a couple of different reasons. One, I guess it was the sort of complaining, the sound of him complaining about the dating. I really did not enjoy that. And I think, I don't know, it's situational. I'm not saying guys should always pay for dates, but I'm thinking the first couple of dates, you're asking a woman out, you know, you're trying to get to know her, trying to sort of feel her out, she's trying to feel you out. I think if you invite her, you should be responsible for the check. Now, if she, you know, gets to the restaurants and she starts ordering, you know, shrimp and steak and two or three desserts and things like that, then maybe. But I don't know. You know, I'm a Southern Belle. I believe in chivalry. I like sort of the old school dating. I really feel like dating has become too modern. It's very modern now. People meet online, and there's absolutely nothing wrong with meeting anyone online. For my faithful and devoted listeners who were with me back in the day with Real Talk Radio, you know that Jordan Lamar, who was my special co-host a couple of times, who is now my husband, yay, because we did announce our engagement on air, but we did get married. Me and him, we met online. So there's nothing wrong with meeting someone online, but now people date online. They Skype in for dates. They text to confirm dates and things like that. I think that's a little too modern. You might meet someone online, but let's bring a little bit of that romance back to the relationship. Let's, you know, let's go out and get to know each other. And when I say get to know each other, I am not at all talking about sex. I'm talking about getting to know this particular person, know their last name, where they come from, their hopes, their dreams, see what their values are, their morals, do they match yours? So I'm a big fan of old school dating. So I don't know, that kind of got under my skin a little bit. I guess it, maybe it was just the complaint part because it's not at all about the money. But I guess my thought process was, why would you want her to pay? What was it about the money? Did you think that you were being taken advantage of? You know, what was the issue? That's really my question that is still lingering in my head. And is it romantic if you go Dutch on a date? Is that romance? That's another question I have. What happened to romance? Where is romance? So I would love to hear from all of you. Definitely go on to facebook.com/Kay Sherrell and chime in on the discussion question and let me know how you feel, what your thoughts are. And Amber Easton will also be able to chime in a little bit about romance with us and talk about her new book, Riptide. Definitely excited to talk to her about all of those things. Couple little housekeeping things, so I definitely need to talk to everyone about. SherrellInc.com now has a new domain. It's just simply Sherrell.com. A lot of new things are going on with Sherrell Inc. and Real Talk Radio is definitely one of my business ventures under Sherrell Inc. So Sherrell.com is now the web address. Definitely like Sherrell Inc. on Facebook. That's facebook.com/Sherrell Inc. and also facebook.com/K Sherrell. So like us, follow us on Twitter, at K Sherrell on Twitter. I have a Google Plus account. I'm still trying to understand what Google Plus is. Someone shoot me an email and really sort of explain to me what is Google Plus and, you know, why is it important now that I actually have a Google Plus account? I do. If you look for me, I'm on Google Plus. No idea what it is. I'm still trying to figure out Instagram and Tweegram. I'm telling you, I need a teenager in my house. I feel like my son, when he was born, he should have came with a teenager. Then I had a babysitter. I would have had a computer tech, someone to keep me abreast of all of the latest technology. That's something they should definitely think about in the future rather than trying to, like, clone babies. Let's get some teenagers to come home with these newborns. Like, would love that. Love it, love it, love it. So Amber Lee Easton is joining us in just a moment. We're going to take a little poetry break and let you listen to this lovely poem, Butterfly, the one that was at the start of the show. This is actually something I wrote very early in my career, and it is about my husband and my aunt as well. They were both inspirations for it. And so as soon as we come back from that little break, we will be talking to author Amber Lee Easton about her books and everything lovely that is going on with her. You're listening to Real Talk Radio. I am your host, Kay Sherrell, America's favorite Southern Belle. We'll be right back.
I met a butterfly once. It was the prettiest butterfly I ever did see. But unlike most, it was not the wings that made it pretty, though the wings were quite lovely. Its heart was pure gold. The butterfly and I and the lovely butterfly. What made it so unique, for I am merely a caterpillar, yet he flew down to say hi, the first hi of my day. My, how it made me smile. Though I, a caterpillar, was quite surprised by the lovely butterfly. It said to me, today I fly, but tomorrow you shall soar. I see it, so please hold your smile. Thanking him for the high, I began to cry. Away he flew to conquer the world. I watched and I prayed for truth in what he said. Such a lovely butterfly with a heart of gold. For he never forgot what it was like to crawl as a caterpillar.
All right. So, the lovely butterfly. So, So without further ado, I'm going to bring on the air with me right now, author Amber Lee Easton. Hello.
Hi, thanks for having me. I'm glad to be here. I'm really happy that you're talking about the dating tonight and romance.
Please. Yeah, I'm not a fan of modern dating. I'm really not. I'm very old school. I guess maybe it's just the Southern Belle, but I feel like men should be men and women should be ladies.
I totally agree with you. And I've been widowed for 7 years, and I'm just starting to get back out and dating, and I'm finding all these obstacles in my way. You'd think that being a romance novelist would give me an edge, but actually men are saying that they're intimidated by that, if you can believe that.
Why?
I don't know. They think it's intimidating that I'm a romance novelist. Maybe they think my expectations are too high. I'm not sure. It's interesting, though.
That's the thing that confuses me. What are high standards in dating? I feel like opening a door, pulling out a chair, you know, those are not hard things to do.
No, they are not. No, and I agree with you. I'm old school all the way.
See, I love it. I absolutely love it. So, Amber, tell all of the listeners a little about yourself. Where are you from?
Well, I live in Colorado now. I've been here for 18 years, just outside of Denver, up in the mountains. And before that, I grew up in South Dakota, in a little town called Hartford, South Dakota.
Hartford. See, that's where the romance comes from, Hart.
Yes, there you go. Yeah.
So, what inspired you to start writing romance novels?
Puberty, pretty much. I don't know. I've actually been writing novels or writing manuscripts and books since I was 9 years old. And when I first started writing when I was 9, they were all about, you know, horror stories and that kind of thing, just weird little quirky stories I would come up with as a 9-year old. But they would average about 80 pages, so they were full stories. And then suddenly around eighth grade or so, I started transitioning into romance, basically when I started noticing boys, I guess you could say. And I used to pass my stories around in study hall and on the bus, on the school bus, and it just started, that's how it started.
Okay, so let me ask you this, what was the first romance story that you wrote?
Oh, that I published or that I wrote back in the day, back in my youth?
Back in your youth.
Oh, my goodness. What was it called? I don't remember the title, but it was about horses and boys. So, you know, as a girl, a young girl, I loved horses and boys. And it was about a high school teenager who got hurt playing basketball, I think it was the storyline. And she went to a rehab place, and she met this boy, and anyway, that's the one I can remember from back in my high school days.
That sounds interesting, though. It does sound, I don't know, something about, I'm now wondering, was the boy riding the horse?
And, I think he was hurt, too, if I remember right, and so they were both there, and then they both, like, they were being rehabbed through horses, and I don't know. I wrote this when I was, 15, maybe, freshman in high school.
Oh, my goodness, that is completely a Lifetime movie. You need to send them
I need to check it out, don't I? I need to find that tablet somewhere. I'm sure it's here somewhere.
Yes. So what was the first book you published?
My first book I published was Kiss Me Slowly, and that was just published last year, last November. So it took me a long time to get here, since I'm now 44.
Well, I'm telling you, I've seen your headshot. You are a nice-looking 40-year-old. I hope to look that well when I'm your age.
Oh, well, thank you very much. I appreciate that. It's genetics. I have to credit my parents and my Norwegian heritage for that, for good skin.
Oh, that's wonderful. So tell me about your first book.
My first book, Kiss Me Slowly. That's an adventure. That's a romantic adventure. It's about diamond smuggling, murder, conspiracy, mayhem. And basically, Grace DuPont is a forensic accountant, and she hooks up, not by choice, really, by her old high school flame is in trouble. He's being set up for conspiracy and diamond smuggling from his company. And he comes to her to help him try to get out of the mess and to, you know, find the money, trace the money. And what happens is once she starts tracing the money and realizes he's set up, then she gets a target slapped on her back. And they end up on a sailboat in the Miami Keys, running from both the good guys and the bad guys, trying to stall for time to prove Jonathan's innocence.
Wow.
Yeah, it's an adventure story. I'm actually thinking of writing a sequel to it. I've started the outline on a sequel to it because people have asked me about it, and the characters are so dynamic, and there's a big cast of characters. Grace has a brother named Jerry that's involved, and an uncle, and there's all these other cast of characters that are involved in the story where I do think that there could be a sequel down the road. If I get my, if I, you know, stop procrastinating about it.
I'm telling you, procrastination it definitely can suck a writer in. So where did the title come from?
Kiss Me Slowly, because mm-hmm. they are on the run and they don't have any time. The whole theme, the whole story is about time and no time. They've got no time, no time, no time. And so they're rushing and they're running. And so Kiss Me Slowly, that's an indulgence, you see.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I like that. I definitely like that. Those of you who are just tuning in, you're listening to Real Talk Radio. I'm your host, Kay Sherrell, America's Favorite Southern Belle. And I am chatting with author Amber Lee Easton about her books and everything fabulous that involves Amber Lee Easton. Amber, if you will, please go ahead and tell everyone right now that is listening where they can find your books and more information on you or contact you.
Okay. I have a website, amberleeeaston.com. That's the main source. Otherwise, my books are on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, bookstrand.com. That's my publisher, Bookstrand. And you can follow me on Facebook as author Amber Lee Easton, on Twitter as at Mountain Moxie Girl. That's MTN Moxie Girl. And I think that's it. I think that covered it.
Okay. So Kiss Me Slowly was the first book. It was published last year. And your new book, Riptide, came out this year.
Yeah, that's just a new release. August 1st it came out.
Okay, a newbie. So tell us about Riptide.
Oh, Riptide, that's close to my soul, this one. It's about an anchorwoman from Charlotte, North Carolina. From Atlanta. And she's attacked by a stalker in Atlanta. And her whole life shatters in one evening of violence. And her whole identity is stripped away. She's used to reporting the news, not being the lead story, not having the spotlight cast on her. So she retreats to her brother's home in Grand Cayman just to sort of recoup, to have some time to figure out where to go from here and what to do. It was a very traumatic night. And there she's just looking for a distraction and, like I said, some time to heal. And that's where she meets Noah Reynolds, who's a screenwriter and her brother's friend. But he has a stalker of his own. And what happens then is a psychological thriller starts happening where she doesn't know if what's happening is real or her paranoia from the past, and it gets really caught up in that. And Noah is, you know, he's trying to push her away at some level, but yet she's the only one who really gets what's happening to him. So they ended up together in a life and death situation, and they both are really good for each other. They find kindred spirits within one another, but there's a lot of creepiness going on around them. The island isn't exactly paradise like she had assumed.
That is definitely a difference from the first book, and mm-hmm. I'm intrigued by both of them, actually. This is my next question that I would like to ask you. What have you noticed about yourself as a writer from publishing the first book to publishing the second book?
Well, my focus is different as far as, you know, you have a lot of time on your first book. When you're an aspiring author, when you're waiting for that first book to come out, there's a lot of time. Time is on your side. You can work on it as long as you want, you know, et cetera. Then the first book comes out, and then suddenly people want to know, where's the second one? Where's the second one? And although I have a lot of works in progress, I'm also promoting both books now. And it's the balance, this fine line between balance between what I need to do as a published author and also to keep on track to keep, you know, producing new stories, because I have so many different ideas and so many works in progress. And that's the tricky part for me, is the balance of now being a published author, having the books, fortunately, I'm very grateful that they've been well received, and having people read them and then say, where's the next one? And, you know, they take time to write. So that's the biggest challenge for me as a published author, and that's the biggest change I've noticed, is I I'm really seem lopsided in my life right now. And I guess by that I mean all I'm doing is working, it seems like. I haven't found that balance. Does that make sense?
Yes, it really does, and I can completely understand where you're coming from on that. The first book that I published, once I decided to publish it, I put this pressure on myself, okay, let's go ahead and get it finished. And, you know, it was very humbling, and then as soon as the first book was out, everybody was like, where's the next book, where's the next book, where's the next book? And, okay, so I'm like, scrambling because my life turned upside down, got married, had a baby, moved to Kentucky. So it was like, it was hard to get the second book out, and now everyone is like, okay, when is your next book coming out? I'm like, my gosh, people, like, read slowly.
Yes, exactly. Well, and you want it to be good. I don't want to just churn something out, you know, to make people happy. I want it to still have quality with it, and I want to take the time and go through all the revisions. I revise a lot. That's where I can write a rough draft in a month or 6 weeks, but I revise the heck out of it. I just revise and revise and revise until I get it where I feel it's perfect. And so I don't want to sacrifice the quality just to keep putting the books out as fast. I mean, you know.
Yeah, I understand. Quality over quantity every day.
Yes, definitely.
So who inspires you? What is your inspiration? What motivates you?
People. I used to be a journalist, and one of the best things I loved about being a journalist was my interaction with people. And I find everybody's got a story. Everybody is fascinating to me. I love sitting down and listening to people. And when I just find that everyday people have the best stories, and that when, especially if they've overcome challenges, which most people have, especially as they age, everybody's got, you know, their obstacles that they've overcome, their sorrows. And to see how they have such grace, that really inspires me, just all the people that I meet and encounter.
Okay. Yeah, people are fascinating. I don't know. There's something about meeting someone that I've never met before, and I want to know everything about them. I think, that, you know, they probably think I'm nosy, but it's
me too. I have the same problem, yeah.
But it's completely fascinating because you learn so much from other people's experiences.
Mm-hmm. You do. One of my dreams down the road, I want to retire down in the Caribbean and own a beach bar, because I would love to just sit around, period, on the beach would be good. But I'd love people's stories. I would love to meet people from all over the world and just, you know, where they're relaxed and having a good time.
So the island version of Cheers.
Yes. That's awesome. I love that idea. Yeah, that'd be great. You can come down. First round's on me.
I would love to do that. That is awesome. Those of you who are just tuning in towards the end of the show, you're listening to Real Talk Radio. I am your host, Kay Sherrell, America's favorite Southern Belle, and I've been chatting with author Amber Lee Easton about her books, Kiss Me Slowly, and her new novel, Riptide. So you definitely want to check out her work. The books are absolutely fascinating. They sound completely amazing. Amber, tell everyone again where they can find your books and information on you.
No problem. You can buy my books on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and bookstrand.com. Also, if you can't remember all of that, just check out my website, amberleeeaston.com, and all the information is there. Also, please follow me on Facebook as author Amber Lee Easton, or on Twitter as @MountainMTNMoxieGirl.
Okay, so definitely go online and pick up the books, everyone, and start sending Amber emails and ask her where is book 3 and 4. Put a little bit more pressure on her.
Yeah, please, more pressure.
I'm kidding, listeners. Just a little joke. So you are motivated and inspired by people. So I don't know, who do you look up to? If you had to pick one person that you would say was your mentor or the person you looked up to, who would that person be?
Okay, well, it's my late grandfather. My late grandfather, Bill Townsend, was the kindest, most ethical man I've ever known in my life, and I miss him. He passed away 10 years ago. And I think about him every day, though. There's not one day that doesn't go by where I don't think about my Grandpa Bill. I used to, when he was alive, I called him every Friday and talked, and I really miss him, and I look to him as a mentor, not just, I don't know if you meant for writing, but he's sort of my mentor for life because he was such a kind soul, and I hope that I can only, if I get to have just a fraction of what he was as a person, that I will consider myself a success when I pass away.
Wow.
So that's who, he was just an amazing human being. You know how you have people like that in your life? It just really, it doesn't matter that they've passed on. They're still very present with you.
Yes, I can completely relate. My great aunt, Lottie Bell, she passed when I was 7 months pregnant. And she was my best friend from 2 years old until the day she passed. She was my best friend. Everything about her was so completely amazing, and I'm so blessed that my son has her happy spirit. I know that's where it comes from because I'm not a morning person. He opens his eyes in the morning and giggles.
So, That's great.
That is completely her, and I know that she's looking down, and I want her to be proud because if I become half the woman she was, I will be a great human being.
Exactly.
So I can relate to what you're saying.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Isn't that wonderful? We have those influences in our life. We're very blessed people.
It is. It is completely wonderful to have it. So outside of Kiss Me Slowly and Riptide, what are you reading?
What am I reading? I'm actually reading a nonfiction book. It's called Divine Openings by Lola Jones. So it's not a fiction book, but that's what I'm reading right now.
Okay. So those type of the books that you like outside of what you write?
You know, I read everything. That's just it. I read whatever I'm in the mood for at the time. I prefer romantic suspense for fiction, obviously, or just suspense. Straight suspense is awesome for me, or mysteries. True crime novels also interest me. But then I love to read nonfiction when I'm in the mood for that. And I'll just read whatever is. I can't get enough of reading. Whatever I'm in the mood for at the time is what I seek out.
Huh, I like that. So who is going to play Amber Lee Easton in the movie? If they make a movie about your life, what actress would you like to be you?
Ooh, I get to pick? Jennifer Aniston, yep. Just because she's hotter than I am, but it'll make people think I'm like that.
Jennifer Aniston, that's a good one.
Yeah, why not? I mean, if you can pick, why not?
Exactly. And unfortunately, our time is starting to just dwindle down. I'm telling you, I'm on the radio, and time just flies. So those of you who have tuned in since the last time we took a break, you're listening to Real Talk Radio. I'm your host, Kay Sherelle, and I've had the pleasure of chatting with author Amber Lee Easton about her books, Kiss Me Slowly and Riptide. Amber, for the last time, just tell everyone where they can find your books and more information on you.
Okay. Check out my website, amberleeeaston.com. That's a great reference, starting point. My books are on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, bookstrand.com, and follow me on Facebook as author Amber Lee Easton, L-E-A, Amber Lee Easton, and then as on Twitter as @mountain, M-T-N, Moxie Girl. Thank you.
Well, thank you so much for joining me for the first episode back of Real Talk Radio, Amber. I've truly enjoyed talking to you.
Yeah, me too. I'm so happy to be on the show. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, thank you. And hopefully when your next book comes out, you will let me know, and I would love to bring you back to the show.
I would. I'd be flattered. Thank you.
All right, then. You have a great evening, Amber.
Okay, you too. Thank you very much. Bye.
Thank you, everyone. for Real Talk Radio. Your host, Kay Sherrell. So, so excited to be back. Please tune in next week, same time, 7:30. Love you.